Investing Today with Dr. Alex Rocatelli at Oklahoma State University. It's about that time, even though it's still not really feeling like fall, but we know fall is on the way, and that is a perfect time to start alfalfa planting. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right, Casey. Right. We are, I would say, exactly on time to plant alfalfa here in Oklahoma. The best time to plant alfalfa in Oklahoma is from mid-August to mid-September. That's why I'm saying we are exactly on time to plant.
So to get in the fields and to get ready and all of the things that you need to be doing, what is the number one thing producers that are wanting to plant alfalfa in the fall should be doing right now?
Well, I would even say that even always that we think about planting alfalfa, we need to plan ahead and think even start a year ahead and looking at our field. But right now, even before producers think about buying the seed or anything, they need to make sure that they are selecting a good field for alfalfa. So there are some things here that is important to mention. First, alfalfa autotoxicity. Alfalfa is a very funny plant, because it produces some substances, like the old stand of alfalfa produces some substances that inhibit that new seeds of alfalfa come up. They produce those substances that's going to be in the soil. So if you had in your field alfalfa in the last 2 years and you are trying to plant again, better that you check. We have even a fact sheet how to check autotoxicity in that field, because you need to know the soil type, for how long your alfalfa stand was there, and be sure that your field won't have those substances that the old stand produced, because otherwise you are going to see your alfalfa there and your alfalfa is not going to come up. So that's the first thing. And then, of course, soil analysis. We need to know how we are in phosphorus, potassium, and other nutrients for the alfalfa. And it's very important, soil pH. Alfalfa grows well in between 6.3 to 6.8 soil pH. So it's good that we have that pH correct. Otherwise, your alfalfa is not going to come. Now, if you do a test now and you see that your soil pH is not correct, I would say delay to plant your alfalfa to next year or to spring. Because if you need to lime, lime takes time to react and raise it up the pH.
How deep should you plant, or does that matter? Is how deep you plant a big thing or no with alfalfa?
Oh, yes. How deep you're going to plant alfalfa, it's a big deal. The alfalfa seed is a very tiny, small seed. So that seed cannot go too deep into the soil. So when we are preparing the soil seed bed, what is important is that first we do a disking. That's the primary tillage. I would say about 6 inches deep. It's good. And at that time, we might be incorporating your fertilizers, P and K, that you need, if needed. And after that, we need to do some harrowing to break the clods, to make very small clods. Clods in the soil must be less than half an inch. Otherwise, that can really affect the coming up of the alfalfa. And after that, we need to compact and make a firm seed bed. Because, again, the seed cannot go too much into the soil. It needs to be at the top 3/8 of an inch of the soil. I would say don't go less than half an inch. So to make sure that your seed bed is good, just step with your boot and see the print of your boot in the soil. Don't let that print be going deeper than 3/8 of an inch. That would be a way to check that.
Gotcha. Well, I know that some areas have had a lot of rain and some areas have not had any rain. When you're planting alfalfa, does it matter if the ground is moist, or can it be a little bit dry, or what's the sweet spot there?
So once the alfalfa is very at the top of the soil, right, is that 3/8 of an inch. What happens is, for more that you have lots of water, but in that soil deep there, that would be good for alfalfa that already is established. So even though you are planting right now, it's essential that a rainfall comes to make that little top layer of the soil wet. So that's why even planting a little earlier to make sure that you are catching that moist, that the startup moist that some rain is going to come, that's going to bring, it's important. So if you have irrigation, it would be very interesting that you just irrigate like half an inch of water, exactly just to give that startup moist so the seeds can start to spring.
Okay. Now, not all producers, of course, plant and grow alfalfa. Who do you find that this crop is the best for?
Well, of course, for producers that are looking for a very high quality forage for their cattle, or if they want to venture themselves on the hay business. Alfalfa is the most desirable forage around because it has high quality and is very palatable, translating in high gains and the milk production. So that's the alfalfa that sells with the higher price. So that's what I would say, that producers that are looking for producing good hay for sale, or if is looking for a good forage for their herd, that would be the one.
And if you do it correctly, you can get 2, 3, sometimes even 4 cuttings of alfalfa, correct?
Correct. Even I heard that some people do 5 cuts in a year, but I would say that for Oklahoma, that would be too much. I would hit like 4 cuts per year. It's a good number. And when cutting alfalfa, it's important to understand something. If we are cutting alfalfa when the alfalfa is still in the vegetative stage, in other words, not flowering yet, no flowers coming up, you can really hurt your stand over time. And so your stand may stand there for 3 years only. Now, I think that is what we call the happy medium point, where you are getting good quality alfalfa, and at the same time, you are not hurting your stand too much, so you can have a stand that's going to be there for a while, for 4 or 5 years, would be cutting at 10 to 50% bloom. So when you see that the flowers are start to come, 10% of them are coming, that's the time that you may start to cut alfalfa.
Okay. Does it matter which variety producers should choose?
Yes, it matters. It matters a lot. When we're selecting a variety, what is very important is make sure that you are getting an alfalfa that has a winter survival number 3 or 4 for winter hardness that will guarantee that that alfalfa will survive for the Oklahoma winter. Also, a fall dormance between 4, 5, or 6, and make sure that you know the diseases and the pests overall that you have around your farm. Because what happens is sometimes producers just go on a performance variety test and see, oh, this alfalfa is the one that's producing the highest yield. Let me go and buy this one and put in my field. That can be a little tricky, because if that alfalfa produces pretty well in certain conditions where there is not a specific pest and it's very vulnerable to a pest that you have in our field, it's not going to produce that high yield. So before looking at how much yield that variety is producing, it's good that you make sure that that variety is resistant to the disease and insects to your area. Of course, that is a sales pitch when you are buying the seeds, so that's going to be on the tag. But also the NAFA, National Alfalfa and Forage Alliance, always release the alfalfa variety ratings for the entire U.S. And over there, you can check all available varieties and what they are resistant to or not. So that's a good resource.
I tell you what, Alex, you are the master of alfalfa. Have you ever been called that before?
Oh, no, and I don't think so. There is still lots and lots to learn. Oh, my.
There is, but it's always fascinating, and I love how passionate you are about alfalfa, and I'm hoping that this year we get some rain and we get a good crop in the ground.
Indeed, yeah. I mean, it's been very hot and dry so far, but, you know, it's Oklahoma. I mean, it's always a surprise.
We just wait for the day and then it probably changes, correct?
Correct.
All right. Alex, thank you so much for visiting with us today.
No problem. And Casey, there is many more here. We could be talking about planting alfalfa on herbicides and details on how to plant and how to soil sample and all that, but we don't have time, I know. So I really encourage that just the producers go to our website on OK State and look for our fact sheets there. We have an alfalfa calendar that for every month, we have about a page that summarizes everything that we need for fields that's been establishing, that we are establishing this year, and fields that are there for 2-3 years.
Lots of really, really good information up on the website.
Right.
All right. Thank you so much, Alex. We appreciate you.
Thank you.